Inside the Huddle on this Saturday morning. An interesting weekend for high school football. Some teams got their games in. Some teams will be back in action today, and that's the case for all of our local county teams. And let's get right into it. We've got Coach Jeremy Finley from Clinton Central in here on the, in the studio, and we're going to get right into it. Coach, talk about what your team was feeling last night. You get ready, you're all pumped up for that game, and then all of a sudden the weather comes in and you're not able to play it.
Well, I mean, we went ahead and made a late call. Like, we were anticipating some heat, so made a unilateral decision to go ahead and move kickoff to 8 o'clock, hoping that we were going to get at least a little bit of a window there before anything came in. Literally about 20 minutes before scheduled kickoff, it just lit up the sky. Like, we didn't get much rain right out of the gate, but God was sure on putting on a display of fireworks. We were ready. Like, we, the last 120 hours for us have been, as a community, have been pretty rough. And myself and the team and the coaches, the administrator, like, everybody knows that even tonight, it's going to be way more than just a football game for us. It's going to be a place for everybody to come and celebrate the life of our fallen family members, and just kind of start the healing process. That's what I loved about growing up in this community. Spent 21 years in the military and traveled the world. Seen a lot of tragedy. I just always felt that how we handled it back home, irregardless of school boundaries, extremely grateful for Faith Christian. They came and gave us some flowers and a card, and it's just amazing how the game of football supersedes the game of football. It's an organization that's built on humans, so it's impossible to not have human emotions. Everybody suffers tragedy, and you never want to wish that on anyone. So the fact that we can all come together in this time and use the game of football as a way to start that process is why I love Central Indiana, why I love Clinton County, and why I've never not been prouder of the community.
So the emotions definitely running high. Yesterday they're going to be running high tonight. You guys had a little honoring celebration for Mikal Simmons, and you brought his jersey out on the field, and I heard you gave his jersey to him. Talk about that a little bit.
We didn't get an opportunity. That was all going to be like as we were coming out in pregame. But Michael's a fighter. Make no mistake about it. Whether we're playing tonight or we're playing next week, until he's able to join us again on the sideline, I had an opportunity to go down and see Michael last week, and took him his green jersey, and they laid it in his hand and he grabbed it. So he's in there. And he's fighting. And we've decided, that it's our job to fight for him. So that's what we're going to do, whether it's tonight or next week. But yes, we will for sure be honoring him, his family, his two brothers, Sean and Jordan, will walk his jersey out. And then the captains will take it with them out to halfway, and then we'll leave. It'll be on the sideline with us moving forward. Just simply as a reminder that as long as he's fighting, we're going to be fighting.
What was the message that you had for the team? Obviously, there's no right or wrong thing to say to a team when you experience a tragedy like that, but what was kind of your message to the team before you were getting ready to take the field and everything? Because I've been through situations very similar like that, and as a coach, you almost feel as if the weight of the world is on your shoulders, which is not a fun experience at all. What was your message to the team as far as, the focus and everything like that? Because you've got so many things surrounding just going into a football game last night.
Well, I mean, you got to remember, we wear family on the back of our jerseys for a reason. We're used to carrying each other. So, yeah, it's been a rough week for me personally and for the team. My message has always been simple. We say family. You know, it's time to rise to the occasion. Like, our team knows. Our team knows the scenario. They know what's at stake. So there's no... Like, there's no reason to go in and put up this facade and try to be fake. You know, like I said, we operate very transparently at Clinton Central. The administration's great. The teaching staff, like, everybody at Clinton Central understands the end state of everything we do. So there's no smoke and mirrors. And the team realizes that. You know, I was just completely honest with them, you know, like, only the Lord knows what the next step is. You know, like we talked about, like, tomorrow's never guaranteed, you know? So, like, we're going to take advantage of the moment we have with each other to celebrate each other, our successes, embrace our failures, learn from them. So we just went in, laced up the cleats, went to practice this week, and, you know, had a couple really good days of practice. Locked in last night. You know, I told the team last night, it's more than a football game for us, right? Like, we've said that from day one. Like, we use football as our platform to create change in the world that we want to see. And that's what our team does every time that they're together. That's what we're going to continue to do. They know that. There's no reason to try to hide things from them. Like, we're honest, and we say what we feel, and we feel what we say, and we're ready to move forward.
So, Coach, let's talk a little bit about Faith Christian. Last week, we kind of highlighted them a little bit, but you had a little bit more chance to look at them this week. 25-6 win over Irvington Prep. What did you see in maybe some film and watching them last week?
You know, they've got some really athletic kids. Like, they're blessed to have some athletics. What they do, they do well. You know, they're a new program where it was an 8-man football team. This is their first year 11-man. So you can only imagine the trials and tribulations that come with that, right? Like, you're used to operating with 8 guys on the field. Now you got 4 more. You're used to coaching with 2 less offensive linemen. So thought, for what it was, their very first game with 11-man football, like, there are some things there for them to build on and for them to bring in, and they could beat us. If we don't prepare and we are not mentally focused and locked in, like, they could come back this evening and beat us. Like, any given Friday, you know, like, I heard a score that North Miami was only down by 7 to Sheridan. You know what I mean? And who would have thought that, just historically? Right, when you think about those two franchises, like, I mean, or those two schools. Where there's a will, there's a way in any given Friday. So, like, we will not underestimate them. They got a great coach. I've had an opportunity to speak with him this week and collaborate a little bit. So a lot of respect for those individuals. And then to come into an environment where they know it's going to be emotionally charged just speaks volumes to their athletes. Nothing but respect for those people.
When it comes to the offense that you're going to run, especially against Frankfurt, I was lucky enough to obtain a tape to watch the Frankfurt game, and the veer was definitely something that was mentioned quite a lot. Kind of talk about the amount of preparation that goes into not just running a play, because I think that's oversimplifying it, but making sure that every little piece works at the exact same time on an offense like that. You played for George Gilbert, and George, it seemed, when he was at Tri-Central, we always said we had maybe 6 plays, and that was pretty much it, run them to perfection. Is that kind of what you have adopted, or have you kind of made some changes to it? So just kind of talk about how you get all the parts moving and clicking at the same time.
Well, I mean, first of all, I cannot take any credit for the offense we're running. That's Dan Douglas, our offensive coordinator. We start with, so like, we traveled the country this offseason, me and the offensive staff, and went to a couple different clinics and some symposiums that specialized in the offense we're running. So once you go there and you kind of start getting the how, like how do we get implement this, how do we do this, and then you just come back and it's exactly that, right? So like we have three base plays, and it's like we're not going to move to the second one until we get. So we have spent months perfecting, finding the right personnel, because that's this offense is all about getting the right personnel in the right spot. You know, we spoke last week to Clayton, right? Like Clayton has traditionally been our drop back, just in the pocket passer, but that guy is a monster. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like he will fight you and your brother. You know what I'm saying? Like he's just, you know, and Creed Menon and Luke Shelley and Levi Jacobs and our offensive line and Hayden Walters and Elijah Gunn. Like we have so many guys who have bought in to this offense, because it's completely different than what Clinton Central has ran post-George, right? So it's different than what we ran last year with our staff, and then it's really different than what they ran that in-between year when George left. So it just gets back to basics, you know, like we went back and said, what were we doing when we were successful in the 90s? You know, it's the KISS method, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to be able to block and you got to be able to tackle, you know, like I don't know how much of the defense you watched. And if you compared film from us last year to this year and watched just how we swarm tackle now, like our pursuit, we made an absolute emphasis all season to stress tackles and takeaways, right? And we had a couple busted tackles, but by and large, we were sure tacklers, and we generated three takeaways. One was a scoop and score for a touchdown, two interceptions. So the boys know what the assignment is.
As a viewer, I greatly enjoyed it, but I can't even imagine what it would be like as an opponent and everything like that. So,
well, we're just about out of time. Coach, you got now one less day to prepare for next week, but I know your all thoughts are on tonight. How do you keep everybody ready? Because you're so ready to go last night, and now this is uncharted territory. Usually the guys are getting up early, going to school, and then you have them after school and are feeding them and going to the game. Now they're waking up at home, and they're sitting at home all day before getting to this game. How do you keep them ready?
Well, if you think they've been at home all morning, you're wrong. They've been at the school putting in work already this morning. You don't build a forest fire if you don't chop some wood. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the boys were up this morning. We had them at the school. We came in, did a workout. We did a walkthrough. You know, we've got some memorial services here in a little bit. And then we're going to fall back on the objective at 7 o'clock or 5 o'clock tonight with kickoff at 7, understanding that this is a mission accomplished type game. So we're not going to – and don't worry about next week. So those of you that don't know, like, I was at Army for a while, you know, at West Point. This next week's going to be our Navy week. So we're going to be ready.
Well, thank you. That's Head Coach Jeremy Finley of the Clinton Central Bulldogs. We're going to take a break, and we'll have Coach James Byers on the line when we come back.
Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winski Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winski Brothers, inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort, or visit WinskyBrothers.com. Winski Brothers, because size definitely matters.
Investing in education-based athletics builds strong communities and a strong, successful Indiana.
That's because when we support education-based athletics, we're not only supporting Hoosier student-athletes, we're championing the next generation of doctors, CEOs, and engineers, not to mention future teachers, first responders, and civil servants. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association.
High school sports are the training ground for our future community leaders, impact makers, and world changers.
When we invest in student athletes, we're teaching them the importance of serving others selflessly,
leading them to become engaged, compassionate citizens who pay it forward and continue building a positive future for Indiana and beyond.
Support the next generation of Hoosier difference makers by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is serving our community. This is strengthening our future. This is your IHSAA.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day sale. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
We're back now on Inside the Huddle. You heard from head coach Jeremy Finley of the Clinton Central Bulldogs. We're still waiting to get head coach Byers on the line for Frankfort, but we got an opportunity now to talk about some of the games that were suspended, when they're going to restart, and perhaps get to some other stuff as well. So Carroll at Riverton Park, we'll talk to Coach Betzner here in a little bit. That's going to be restarted at 6 o'clock, and Carroll gets the short end of the stick in this one. They've got to drive. First of all, they had to drive 2 hours home last night, and now they got to drive 2 hours back. And so it's going to be an interesting matchup for Carroll, and hope those guys will stay ready. I know Coach Betzner will have those guys ready. And then, of course, our game tonight, Prairie versus Frankfort, will restart at 6 o'clock, and that'll be on HoosierLandTV.com with Kyle and I. And I believe we have Coach Byers on the line, so we're going to get him in real quick. Coach Byers, how are you doing today?
Hey, good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Coach, in interesting 24 hours for you guys, the game gets moved back because of the heat, and ultimately that kind of what messes everything up, because if it's played a little earlier, maybe you get that game in, maybe not. But you got a couple of drives in, and now you get to kind of adjust a little bit and get ready for tonight's game. So what's the message to the team after going into the locker room during that delay and then now going into today?
It was tricky because our AD and I talked about it. Like, you know, the heat index at 7 o'clock was over almost 100 degrees.
Yeah.
But when you push back, now you're pushing into those storms, and then the storms end up rolling in a little early. It was kind of tricky either way. But then, it was good. We were able to talk about some stuff as a staff. The message to the kids was really kind of just stay the course. Like, we had a really good opening drive. We put a lot of good things together. Now we just need to execute well in the red zone. I liked our physicality a lot on that opening series. Defensively, it was a lot better than last week. We just need to fit things a little bit better. We had the very first play, they ran Veer, and our linebacker stuck his nose inside rather than hitting the hole to the outside. So we just got to get those little things tweaked and cleaned up and talk through that. We're going to get the guys in pretty early today, and then get them going, get them moving, get the blood flowing, and get them locked in for tonight.
Yeah, that's kind of the interesting part to me is during a normal game day, the kids are getting up, going to school, coming back after school, and everything, going through a walkthrough, getting ready for the game. Now they're waking up at home, and they're probably going to get in early and go through some stuff, but what's that process going to be like to make sure that they are ready to go tonight?
It's like we're playing college ball. You know, we're kicking off just right before the Irish do. We kind of treat it the same way. Like, you know, school ends at 2:45. They're getting in at 2 o'clock, right? So it's still that similar approach, still that similar process. We're going to get them in, get them dressed, watch some film, and then go out, get a walkthrough in, get a light practice in, get them moving, get them stretched out, and then hit the road.
Coach, one thing that we were remarking about on the broadcast last night is just kind of the openness of the running game yesterday. It seemed as if on that first series that Lalo Castillo was able to get out into the open and was able to make some magic happen. How did you, granted you're only going with one series, but how did you notice the difference between last week and that one series? Because myself, I thought once Castillo got outside the tackles, I thought he could make anything happen. Did you happen to see it that way, or did you see it differently?
Yeah, and I think a big part of it is, I mean, our offensive line was playing really physical to start that game, and our H-back, Logan Light, was doing a tremendous job blocking last night. And him getting up on the linebacker, that's been a big emphasis for him this week, because he would go to the right spots last week, but then he would fall off the block. And this week, he was getting hands-on, he's running his feet, and he created a lot of big holes for Lalo to get through.
Coach, what was the... So, you go into the locker room after delay. Are you... What's the process kind of like? Because at that point, you're kind of expecting to wait 30 minutes and hopefully get the game back in. So, are you splitting up into offense and defense? Are you splitting up into position groups to kind of talk things over? You're giving the guys a little bit of a rest. What was that process like?
Well, it kind of depends on each team. I walked in, the first thing I asked our guys, have any of you guys ever been in this situation before? And none of our guys have ever been through a lightning delay before. And so we kind of just sat them all down, and as coaches, we kind of just sat down with them and kind of talked them through the process. Because with lightning delays, you kind of never know what's going to happen. It could be 30 minutes and boom, you're back out there. Or, you know, you could sit in the locker room for 2 hours, or the game could get postponed. It's kind of crazy. So we talked them through kind of the situations, kind of the scenarios, what to expect. We talked them through kind of the first two drives. And then I went out and met with Clinton Prairie's coach. And our position coaches came in and split guys up and walked them through stuff and drew stuff up on the whiteboard and things like that.
So, Coach, now you go into this game tonight and you restart, but you've had a chance to kind of see both of the teams in action. So how much of it will be sticking to your original game plan? Because obviously you had a successful first drive, just could not finish in the red zone. So how much is it adjustments on the fly now, and how much is it sticking to what you put in throughout the week?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're excited about our game plan. We're excited about where we're at. We just need to execute in the red zone. And we need to fit the run better defensively. I mean, Coach Slicker is going to have his team really well prepared, and we know that. They got a great staff over there and a great group of kids. But we like what we got rolling, and so really just kind of stay to it and tackle well defensively, make sure we get to nine and get him on the ground, because he's a really elusive player. And get that strong fullback that they have wrapped up.
Coach, on the offensive side of the ball, Jackson Woods, I had only learned very recently that he played offensive line or defensive line last year. Talk about his progression, because it almost seemed like he was a combination between Moose Johnston and
I like to think of more like Jerome Bettis.
Ah, okay. All right. Fair enough on that one. I've got some horrible memories from the Steelers and the Colts many years ago, but that's neither here or there. But talk about his progression. I mean, he even got the ball once or twice last night, and I can only speak for myself. Yeah. That does not look like an easy task to bring him down.
Yeah, he's a great ball carrier. He's got incredibly quick feet. And it's really been a back to his roots. Jackson, when he was playing youth football and playing junior high, he was a running back and he was a quarterback. And then he hit a growth spurt and he lived in the weight room and kind of moved into that O-line position. but he was playing scout team tight end as a sophomore, and was just running routes and moving and catching the ball over the field. And we're like, holy cow, man, at 250, he still moves like a running back. And so last year as a junior, he played O-line, but we got him some carries in the backfield. And this year we're like, we're going back to the eye. We're going to be big up front. So let's get a big old school style bruising fullback who can lead block and who can run belly and just put his shoulder pads over his thigh pads and just knock people around. And that's the kind of guy he is. Well, I sent him a bunch of clips of Mike Allstott, and I was like, just play like the A-Train, buddy.
Raising him right. I love it. Well, we want to highlight all the kids and everything like that, but he definitely has a fan in me because I was thoroughly impressed watching him on film and also watching him in the first series last night. It was very impressive.
Yeah. He's a guy that we got to get the ball in his hands. And it was unfortunate that we got down quick against Clemson Central, so we kind of had to spread it out a little bit more and get to our passing game and our deep stuff a little bit more sooner than what we'd wanted to. But, like, our game plan going into every game is get Lalo going, get Jackson going.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we're just about to wrap it up, but one more thing as you get started tonight. What's the message to the team going into tonight to keep everybody on their toes and ready to go? Because you get an emotional high going into the game yesterday, and then it kind of gets a letdown. How do you keep everybody ready to go?
Yeah, it's the same thing we talked about yesterday, physicality and execution. And our leaders got to lead, right? Our seniors, our captains, those guys got to step up. They got to get the energy going. They got to get that focus in. And then just be locked in and continue to do what we were doing yesterday and just build off of it.
Well, thank you, Coach. That's Head Coach James Byers of the Frankfort Hot Dogs. You can catch their game against Clinton Prairie on Hoosierland TV tonight. Want to thank you again, Coach, for joining us today on Inside the Huddle, and good luck tonight.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Coach.
Bye.